Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, everybody? It's Vodka Red Bull Friday in the District of Columbia. B. Mitch and Finley, we
Vodka
are ready.
Vodka Red Bull and Wing Eating Friday.
We are ready to rock.
I be the judge.
We'll see. Busy, busy show.
Oh, no, I'm the judge.
Listen, you're the judge. Hold on. Look, can I at least announce who's coming
Go
on the
ahead,
show before we
that.
Start arguing
then
about
going,
chicken wings?
I'm letting you know about rules.
11 a.m., PFT commenter. 12:30, Jerry Brewer from the Washington Post.
JB.
1 o'clock, D'Angelo Hall, former Washington football
golf
player. Golf nut. And now Washington football team broadcaster. 1:30, Ask B. Mitch Anything. And at 1:45, we will make our six-leg weekend parlay.
Woo, we got to do that again?
You don't have to put up. We could just put up a dollar each. You don't have to put up a lot of money.
Okay, you can put up what you want to put up. Amin and I are going to put up some money. If we win, y'all don't get none.
We'll discuss. We'll discuss all these things.
We got to always discuss. You to put up a dollar, and we're going to put up some cheddar, and we're going to make us some cheddar.
All
cheddar.
Right. You know what? That's fine.
Some cheese cheddar.
That's totally fine. Some Maybe I'll put up
cheddar.
Five. We'll see how
500?
It looks.
Ooh, yeah.
$5. Chasing parlays is not how you make money.
It's fun, though.
It is fun.
Because if we had hit that parlay last week, I asked this question. Would you want to put up 20 this week?
Probably.
Okay. So you've made 4,000 something, you put up 20. If you lose it, you lose 20. But if you win, you win five figures.
I'm aware.
That's how we're going to do it.
I'm aware. Let's start with our first controversy before we get to our second controversy.
There's no such thing as controversies in this world, JP.
All right. So Grant Paulson falsely accused me of being unable to eat buffalo wings.
I think he's 100% correct.
I can eat buffalo wings. No problem. Mm. All right? Mm. Today, I'm going to prove that by eating 21 wings or more during the show.
Okay.
Now we're going to get them from Buffalo Wild Wings. It's a block away. They don't open till 11. At 11, we'll put the order in. Hopefully, we have them by like 11:30.
Make sure it's like 12:50.
No, I need some time. This is not going to be an issue. The only potential issue I see.
Okay.
So Grant has installed Brian Mitchell as the judge to determine if
a
wing is properly
eaten.
But, dude, I'm not going to eat, like, the grizzle and stuff.
First of all, grizzle. Grizzle is that little dude on the Muppet Show or something like that. But let me break it down for you. Okay. When we go into things, there are such things as rules and what a stipulation really is supposed to be. The contestants don't decide what the rules are going to be. Stop. This is where you got to learn to chill and listen. You don't decide what is an eaten wing. I decide. Now, I understand what your hang-up is. But see, a lot of people that don't eat the grizzle, they like to leave meat on that too. You leave too much meat, I'm going to give you an eh.
Totally fair.
Okay.
I just don't want this to get into something where I'm eating gross things.
I don't think that's gross.
I can crush buffalo wings. No problem.
But this
all started the other day. I didn't finish the wings because I got way more than I ordered.
Okay.
That's the only difference.
You just got 12 out of...
I only asked for six.
Okay, but I mean...
So like seven and eight, I just took a little bite of. I didn't go to
town. But the whole thing
about
don't eat seven and eight. Leave that for somebody that's going to eat it properly.
I wanted a bite.
But that's the problem.
I'd argue none of this is actually a problem. Well, there's problems in the world, and then there's us discussing buffalo wings.
There's problems in the world, but I think you like everything to be how you want it to be in your mind, and then you think that's fair. It's not fair. Fair is whatever the rules are. If you're trying to raise money for Catholic charities,
Catholic Charities
you
DC.
You have to follow the damn rules that Brian Mitchell and Grant Paulson set.
I agree. I'm just asking you not to be a supreme ball buster, which you can be at times.
At times? I mean, that's what I am. I was born that way.
I'd like, that's true.
I woke up like this.
I'd like regular B-Mitch, not truculent B-Mitch.
Regular B-Mitch is truculent.
Well, not super truculent.
I won't be extra truculent, but I will
that's
be truculent.
That's all I'm asking. Okay. I just want.
See, extra would want you to do. I'll show you how, if I was to make you do it my way, how the wings should look. And then we'll, on the first one, then I'm going to see how close you get to it. Well, and I know what you don't want to do, but you leave meat. Boy, look. We're gonna
I'm not going to leave meat, dude.
All right.
I understand. Right. Like, we are going into this with the mindset that I leave no meat on the chicken
wing.
You
work out
and I agree
twice
to that.
A week, got your little muscles over here. You leave some meat on the wing, we're going to wrestle.
No, that is not the term.
I'm not asking your permission. I'm telling you what's going to happen.
Cody Betts was called for HR the other day. You're trying to wrestle me? It's 10:08 a.m.
I'm going to wait till after 11.
Goodness gracious.
I'm going to make you hurt.
How is that the plan? I thought I'm trying to eat all these wings. Now you're trying to hurt me?
Yeah.
You're
going to hurt one way or the other. But you know what? You know who's going to feel good? Catholic Charities.
We're going to raise some money today one way or another.
See how you do this? You make him be willing to get hurt so he can make money for a good cause.
I am not signing up for the wrestling match whatsoever.
I did not ask you to sign up.
But you don't get to just come and beat me up.
If you sign up stuff, then you leave an evidence. I'm not going to sign up anything.
There's no wrestling. I will eat the wings. My goal, so you know what my goal is. 21 is the number, which Cody Betts, we had an honest talk about it. He doesn't think I'm going to get there. Cody thinks 14 and a half should be the number. What is
you know what?
Why do you think I can get to 15 and not 20? No, I haven't eaten anything.
See, that's where you messed up. You cannot be totally hungry and try to eat food. You get full quicker.
I didn't eat anything last night.
Oh, and that stomach a little messed up? A
lot of liquid calories.
Yes, indeed. This is going to be fun.
I may have had one too many last night.
One? When you called me, listen, he was talking so loud and what's the word I'm looking for? Confusing. My wife goes, that was JP? Oh, he sounds like he's a little having a little fun. Yep, he did.
I performed a tremendous athletic feat last night that no one was expecting.
What was that?
I did a vertical jump onto my boy's counter. Like, what's a kitchen counter height? 4 feet?
So you put your foot on somebody's counter, but you can't eat Grizzle.
I jumped. Dude, straight vertical box jump, basically.
But you put your foot on somebody's counter, but you can't. You can't eat just a little something off of a chicken wing?
Greg Papa said I couldn't do it, and I did it. Damn it.
How high was Connor? Was it this high?
No, dude, it was higher than this. It was like up to here. It was like up to my hip.
Okay, I want to see this.
I could do it this one, no problem.
No, don't
I'll
do
break
that here.
This.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. I don't think you'll break it, but I think you'll break yourself.
No, if anything, I thought I'd break. So it's remarkable that I was able to do that last night in the state I was in.
See, but that's why you were able to do it.
I kind of think because I was like a little more fearless and reckless.
Yeah.
Is why I was able to accomplish this goal.
I think you like that all the time, though.
So listen, I'm on Buffalo Wild Wings website.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. I was about to complain about something that was completely easy.
So you're going to give him a little hot sauce for the wings?
No. These are just Buffalo wings.
Yeah, what flavor?
Just regular Buffalo.
Just fried? Or just the regular Buffalo sauce?
Just regular buffalo sauce.
Okay, well, that's not what we eat, so we got to order something extra, too.
I was just going to order like 100 buffalo wings.
We're not eating. You eat. We're going to order 50 for your type, and then we're going to get some other ones.
All right.
We take care of ourselves.
Now, what if there's other ones and I want to try those? My thought is I have to put a pile of bones together to satisfy this
bet. Yeah, bones, not a pile of meat with bones.
Cody, you don't think I can get there?
I wholeheartedly think you will not get to 21. You've got to talk for 40-plus minutes per hour.
So you think the talking is the problem?
Yes, and 21. We've seen you eat. You get the little kid's burger at Five Guys.
CK is here today and said that he also doesn't think I'll get there. Do you think I'll get there?
JP, when you told me you didn't eat, that's a no-no.
I haven't eaten since about
4 o'clock. People think because
4 o'clock
I'm
yesterday.
Not going to eat,
your stomach
I'm not
shrinks.
Going to do this. That is, when you don't eat, is when you get full quick.
Little do you know, I have two secret weapons.
What's the secret weapon?
Stopped at 7-Eleven this morning. Also, so you know where I live. There's two roads. There's like three ways for me to get downtown. I usually go MacArthur Boulevard or Mass Avenue. Some days I go River Road so I can get a soda. River Road in Bethesda, the whole street is backed up for like a mile.
Getting gas?
People getting gas. I was furious.
But you know people getting gas.
But.
So I want to see the secret weapon.
I was able. I already had.
So you got a Coke. I mean a Dr. Pepper.
I got a can of Dr. Pepper.
Hey.
Which is the right
size. You playing
size.
Into our hands. Because that's going to help you
and
get full.
And I got a can of Diet Coke. Your boy is locked and loaded.
That's a mistake.
Two sodas.
That's a mistake, too.
What are you doing? Dude,
how is that a mistake?
Because. That fills up your stomach, too.
First of all, that's going to fill your stomach.
And
plus the gas.
I've already had a Dr. Pepper big gulp. I am ready to rock.
Okay, good.
I've eaten nothing.
So Grant didn't tell you the final stipulation. This is the final stipulation. If you don't eat the 21 wings.
I owe 100 to Catholic Charities.
No.
Yes.
Times two.
How is it times two?
Because I am the rule setter.
No.
Yeah. Hold on.
You're just changing the rules.
I'm not changing the rules. Catholic Charities, y'all think it's a problem if J.P. Finley had to just multiply whatever he's supposed to give times two?
Why are you... This is not fair.
It is fair.
It's a $100 bet between me and Grant. How are you even involved?
How am I involved?
You're the judge.
I am the judge, the jury, the executioner,
the fundraiser. The bet is already set.
And I'm the fundraiser
so how much are
for
you
Catholic
putting
Charities.
Up? How much are you putting up if I get to 21?
I'm going to give you the $100 too.
So you and Grant are giving $100
each. And if we don't, you're going to you're gonna go times two.
I don't know that I agreed to this.
First of all, why would you sit up here and worry? Don't you? You said Catholic Charities is what I do. This is one of the charities that you don't bash on air. So, therefore, you have to give them two times whatever we give. I think if I were to call your daughters right now.
You boxed me into a corner here.
Yes. See, I am smart. I didn't want to do this off camera.
Cody, what's your bet?
Can I donate $2 for every wing you eat?
Sure.
Ooh.
Okay, cool.
I like that. And let's hope they just have like a donate page on their website because I don't think we're going to be able to. I'm not like collecting all this money.
First of all, they got a donate page. We'll find a donate page. Believe me, after hearing it, they will call us and ask for the money.
I might try to get Father John on the phone.
You do like Maniac. When you're going into your stuff, you bring your priest with you, I see.
When I'm going into a big matchup, I'm going to need a prayer before we get into this thing.
We going into the crab place, drink a few beers, bring the priest.
Make sure
we get through it.
I did want to talk about today is rookie minicamp. Okay, there's a donate button on the website.
Cool.
So everybody, it's very easy. We'll send that out once we start.
What do we
wings.
Say? We give you the money, you couldn't get it to the charity. You go do something with it.
I don't want to have to collect the money and then like put it in my Venmo.
JP,
like,
how is it collecting money when it's maybe $250, something like that?
It's not a big deal. It's just easier if you can just do it.
Okay, well, we're going to let you. Okay,
let's
good.
Set an over-under because I don't know. Landfill's on his way in. How much do you think Landfill will donate? Over, under, 50 cents?
I'll go over 50 cents.
I would go over. I have faith in him.
You think he'll do $2 a wing?
No.
But if you fail.
He's not doing nothing per wing. You say how much is Landfill going to do? Over 50 cents.
So you think he's just going to donate $2?
Probably.
I think he might donate more if you fail.
I could see Landfill greatly enjoying my failure.
Oh, yes. And he might come out of his pocket with a
spoon. Why are sodas bad, by the way?
You're trying to fill up your stomach with stuff, and you're going to go drink this?
Brian, I've explained this to you before. Liquid and food go to separate parts of the stomach.
Okay, they do. Go for it. Because we're not allowing you to go to the hatch.
I'm still allowed to use the bathroom. I'm not gonna this. I'm not
no,
Kobayashi.
No, no.
I'm not
no,
gonna
no,
go
no.
barf up the wings to eat more.
Well, you're not going. You might be able to go tinkle, but you're not gonna do the other.
I'm allowed to go. Hold on. You're telling me if I had to go sit down, I'm not allowed to.
If you have to go sit down, you're not. First of all, we do a 4-hour show every day. You rarely go sit down.
I agree. That rarely happens.
So you're not going to go
but
sit down.
But what if nature
today.
Calls?
Nature's better. Should have called this morning.
I don't think.
You. First of all,
I don't think you're allowed to regulate my bathroom habits. I did not sign up for that.
You sign up for a certain period of time, and you can't go do all that because in any everybody out there, anybody want to call in today? everybody will tell you once you leave the area and go do that, you out of the contest. You can't do that. What's the lady, the little skinny lady that always on to eat all the hot dogs and Kobe? I've never seen those people leave. Oh, I got to be right back. I got to go make room.
What, is Lamphill on the phone? All right, I can only imagine. I can only imagine how friendly and polite Lamphill is going to be. Hello, Lamphill. Congratulations on not being at work.
What's up, brother?
I'm pretty excited. I'm just driving in. First off, JP, you're not eating 21 wings. You order 6-ounce steaks. You realize that, right?
I like small steaks. Sue me.
Yeah, that's just goes to show that you don't eat large quantities of food. But secondly, I will donate $100 if you get the hottest wings, not the mild ones that you're going to do.
No, I'm getting regular buffalo. It's a buffalo wing eating contest. No, Lamphill.
If Lamphill's going to donate $100, now you're talking about almost $400 for Catholic Charities. And you're going to back out of it?
No, because...
I mean, you got to really, really...
I'm not getting sucked into this.
That's crazy,
man. The answer's no.
Your heart
Lamphill,
is,
put the 100 up like Grant is and like B-Mitch is, then I won't... If you're so confident I won't get to 21, you have nothing to worry about.
All right, I'm in.
Wow! Laser! Cody Betts has no idea where the laser button is.
And I still believe... I still believe that you could have raised more money for Catholic Charities. That's pathetic.
We're still doing it. People are tweeting me right now that they're going to donate money. Somebody just tweeted, JP might not eat 10 and Brian has gone mad with power. That guy's accurate.
If you donate more, we could get the hot wings out of him.
No.
We might be able to get like 4 figures to the charity.
No. I'm not doing the hot wings. I'm doing regular buffalo
wings. So you don't
wings.
Have a heart for the little kids?
Because people are... listen, Cody Betts is doing $2
JP
per
don't
wing.
Love the kids.
If it's super hot wings, I'm not going to be able to
kids?
Eat as many.
You don't love the kids?
Ahmed is doing a per wing donation.
You don't love the kids?
I love the kids. I'm doing this. You're not eating anything.
You don't love the Catholic Charity kids?
You're not sucking me into the hot ones.
You need to find a wing place that opens before 11, because if you don't get them till 11:30, I'm telling you, you're going to run out of time.
How about this? If anybody's listening and you make wings and you can bring in 100,
we don't allow people inside this building right now. It's a pandemic going on. It's not happening.
What?
I'll go downstairs and get them. All good.
Yeah. No, you don't. You're holding the boy right now. Until Lanfield getting here, you cannot leave.
We can't have donated wings?
No.
Why? Like from a restaurant. I'm not saying some dude's just going to roll up and
start
grilling.
You didn't say that at first, did you? Did you?
Tailgate Ted. If Tailgate Ted is listening and he shows
Tailgate
up with 30
Ted,
wings, we can't
show
eat
up about
Ted's 12, wings.
30.
No, you're just trying to delay me and mess it up.
JP, I don't have to delay you. You're going to delay yourself.
Lamphill, are you still on the line?
I'm still here.
I just love this show.
All right, I just got a tweet from DC Nate O. He said, B-Mitch, we're going to wrestle. JP, no, we're not wrestling. B-Mitch, I'm not asking you for your permission. I'm telling you what's going to happen. Great start to his weekend. And he got a bottle. Is that Blanton's single barrel? Goodness gracious.
Well, hell.
I bet you'll let him come down.
What's his name again?
DC Nate O.
Nate, what the hell? Why aren't we invited?
I mean, and Spaceman Juice is questioning my understanding of biology, that food and liquid don't go to the same place in the stomach. They obviously don't.
They may go, but they separate once they get there.
They come out different places, at some point they're going different places.
Yeah.
Lamphill, am I correct on that?
That seems to be accurate, although I'm not a medical expert.
I always thought you were.
Nope.
When are
you? I'm an expert at playing commercials. That's pretty much it.
When are you getting to work?
Like a half hour, maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
I hope we have wings before then, but we'll find out together.
We have hot wings.
Just make sure they're hot wings.
Here we go. Coming up next, Cody Betts has found a really interesting nugget on the NFC East that I want to dive into. Plus, Washington Football Team rookie minicamp is about to set off. We're going to open up the phone lines and ask you, what rookie do you want to see the most? All that and more next, 106.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beavich and Finley, we're back on a Vodka Red Bull Friday. My allergies are going crazy. I know thousands and thousands of people are suffering the same thing, and I apologize to you. A lot of questions about the wing eating contest, and some of them were from the Junkies, world famous Johnny Cakes Auville. So we're going to welcome Cakes onto the program now. He has a number of questions, mostly about why Beavich is so truculent early in the morning. So we'll go ahead and let Mr. Cakes fire away. Any questions you have about our wing eating contest, sir?
First of all, this is the second time.
There we go.
I think this is only the second time that I've been in a room with Cody Betts where we're actively not trying to take chips from each other. So this is a weird dynamic for us in here.
That kid likes the action.
I'm getting used to it. That's our usual dynamic. But yeah, I had a lot of questions about the wing eating contest. First of all, like, Where's the money going charity wise if JP isn't able to eat the 20 wings? Like, he's blowing his nose now every 30 seconds.
I just got hit by a freight train of pollen.
Catholic Charities
DC. Good. So if I can't eat 21 wings, I put up 100. If I do eat 21 wings, B. Mitch and Grant put up 100.
Okay. So my next question then: how spicy are the wings?
Regular buffalo wings. We're going to order buffalo wings. So, like, the standard flavor of wings.
They're a little spicy.
Early money, I shove all my chips in blind on JP Finley.
Yes!
Being able to eat 21 wings. Like, I don't think 21 is, like, a crazy, outrageous number.
We ordered 6 the other day.
Well, hold on. Let's say B-Mitch is the judge of when a wing is finished.
Okay. Now I'm Team B-Mitch in that... You do have to eat down to the gristle.
Yeah.
You can't
You don't have to eat the gristle, but you have to eat down to the gristle.
Yeah. To the gristle.
They leave that little chunk of meat that stay right there at night and get that out.
Yeah.
Well, he ordered 6 the other day. They sent 12.
Which is an entirely normal order.
They sent 12. He struggled with 7 and 8.
And then I gave the rest to the stallion.
See, now my faith is being shaken. Okay, now I'm not as confident after I'm getting that intel.
And he's drinking two sodas and a water.
The sodas are helpful.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, they
are. Some people claim they aren't.
They are helpful. You should get 3 of them.
Now, this is also critical. Like, wings at one place may be way bigger than another place.
That's true.
I think that's why.
Are these big wings? Are they medium-sized wings?
We're going to request the biggest wings that they have. Because I know that, when you get them from Buffalo Wild Wings, they could be the little ones. We don't want the little bitties.
Right.
They're just wings, dude. We're going to order the wings, and whatever they deliver is what we're going to eat.
Yeah, we're going to request what we want.
But B. Mitch is also trying to rig this thing. He doesn't want them to get delivered till like 1. The deal is I have the whole show to eat all these.
Well, the deal is we know the place don't open till 11. You can't order till 11.
I've got Ahmed on
that
the
case. That hurts you.
Yeah, I need the time. I think the first – when these wings arrive, I think I'm going to power through like 8 or 10 in the first long break. Like I'll just put them down. After that is when things will get a little interesting. Because there's also like the time factor. Like we have a radio show to do. We have guests to interview.
Yeah, I mean, time is burning right now as you speak.
Like, I know.
All this talking and doing the show is less time eating the wings and trying to win the bet.
This is a man that says every time there's anything happening, he says content.
This is all content.
He always says content when it's somebody else's stuff.
Sure.
So if he struggles, if he's suffering, that's content.
So certainly.
That is a radio show.
Now I'm also Team JP.
And I would also make it FaceTime.
Now I pivot back to Team JP, Team Allergies.
Yeah.
Allergies crushing me too. Again, it's not gonna help you
that's
consume a copious amount of wings.
Cody doesn't think I'll get to 15. And now Cody's donating $2 per wing eaten.
Okay.
Will you go up from 15 to 21?
No.
Cody's trying to middle your wing number.
Right.
Cody, big surprise, Cody's trying to make an
Cody
exotic
Betts
bet.
Has another,
and coming
has
right
another
in the middle
bet.
Of the 10 to 20 range.
I think I got this. The allergy freight train that just hit me is not helping, but I'm going to power through it. Maybe I'll run to CVS and get some DayQuil or something. But
if the wings are spicy enough, I think that buffalo sauce might actually help your allergies. Open up the nasal passages. That might be an aid for you. That might help.
The mango habanero might be better than her.
Yeah. No, we're just regular buffalo wings, dude.
Right.
Regular.
Yeah, I think medium is what you want to lobby
Landfill
for.
Landfill offered an extra $100 if I would do the hottest they have.
If Landfill offered an extra $100, you should do it.
But I can't do, it won't work. I can't do super hot. This all started because Grant falsely accused me of not being able to eat wings.
But
so I'm going to prove to the world that I can eat wings.
I don't think he's falsely accused.
Now, also, this is a critical question. Are you a drummy guy or are you a flats guy?
Whatever they're saying.
Does it matter?
I prefer flats, but in this situation, I'm just going to have to eat what arrives.
All right, Are you dipping the wings in any sort of
I'm a blue cheese
dressing.
Guy. I like blue cheese.
You're a blue cheese guy?
So I don't know that every wing, because at some point.
I wouldn't dip the wings in blue cheese after last night, because I think that mixture is going to cause you to have
I also
to
got
dip
hammered
the wings
last
in blue
night,
cheese
which isn't
ever.
Helping
blue
anything.
Cheese should be shot straight into the sun.
I'm with
it
you.
Has no,
I'm with you on
it
that.
It has no redeeming value on any food on the planet.
I love blue cheese. You know what I did the other night? This is gross, but I had some leftover steak. That I sliced blue cheese, put it in the microwave for 30 seconds because the steak was very rare. I just wanted to melt the blue cheese.
But
he wanted
to eat gristle.
It was fantastic.
Should have been arrested for doing that. Okay, for heating. First of all, you're heating up steak in a microwave. Who does that? Do you not have a toaster oven? Maybe an air fryer? You throw it in there instead of a microwave?
I could have done that. I didn't feel like getting it out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple. It was pure laziness. That would have been better.
That sounds like JP.
Initially, I was Team JP, but the fact that the wings aren't here and he's not eating them right now, it seriously hamstrings you.
First of all, anybody that tries to give him 4 hours to eat 21 wings, they should be put in jail.
I agree with that. Because, I mean, who can't eat 5 wings in an hour? I mean, that is weak.
It.
I mean, I think I can do it. That's what's lost in all this is you guys think I'm, like, nervous. I think I got this no problem.
I think the critical component is that they're not going to be super spicy. I think if they're super spicy, I'd be a little hesitant to bet on you. But the fact that they're going to be medium, I think
B-Mitch,
the wing is eaten
is
or
the
not
wild
is critical.
Because he's going to be a total hard ass about this.
I'm supposed to be.
It's who you are.
It's not hard to eat an entire wing.
Yeah.
It's really not that difficult.
But then you can't be that saying, well, you know, I'm not going to eat that little piece and that little piece.
Listen, I am literally a freight train of pollen
right now.
We have an agreement. I will leave no meat on the bone.
There you go.
But the gristle and like the weird, you know how some wings have that weird like, hard thing that attaches that you can't bite. Like, I'm not eating that
You don't
thing.
Have to eat that, but With the flats, you do have to break it in half, and you have to, like, go right down to the bone on both sides, both pieces.
The flats are where you're eating that, and you don't even know you're eating all that stuff.
Right.
That's fine. Listen, I'm going to, you know what my plan is? I'm going to have a pile of bones, and I'm going to leave them at the chair Grant Paulson sits in. And maybe I'll make him a necklace like they like the crazy dudes did in Vietnam. I'm going to make him a necklace of bones that he has to wear if I get this.
I like it.
I think that's part of our plan now. If I get to...
He's definitely saying if.
Let's see if we can get Grant on the phone.
He should say when if he's really confident.
When I get to 22 wings, the Catholic Charities DC wins all this money. If I get to 30, Grant Paulson, here's a challenge, Grant, if you're listening. If not, we'll get him on the phone. If I get to 30 wings, Grant Paulson has to wear a necklace of wing bones that I've eaten.
I like it. I like that bit.
I bet B. Mitch knows how to string together some bones on a neck.
No, I don't know how to do that.
That sounds like some Louisiana voodoo stuff.
No,
like a chicken foot.
We don't string together. We just have a chicken foot for you.
No chicken feet.
Problem, though. Right now, I see zero wings.
Yeah, dude. Tailgate Ted trying to make moves.
I did bring my chicken foot in my bag today.
Grant's
going
to wear around his neck. I don't see any of that.
I did bring a chicken foot in my bag today.
Why did you bring a chicken foot in your bag?
Scratch your back. You ought to eat a chicken. I'm going to change that up on you.
Wait, what? You brought a chicken foot in today to scratch my back?
As soon as we start, I'm going to bring it up and I'm going to mess with you.
Why?
Why? Because I'm against you. I'm not with you.
I'm calling your bluff. I don't think you have a chicken foot in your bag. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Nice bluff read right there.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Dude, I've won my last poker tourney, Cakes.
Hey,
I'm hot.
You're a stud. Right. You're a stud.
How funny is it going to be next year when Chance for Life's back at MGM and I go up on stage with all the people that actually know what they're doing?
If J.P. Finley wins a seat to the World Series of Poker and Cody and I are just sitting and watching you accept the World Series of Poker bracelet, it's going to drive us up the wall.
We'll
applaud you, but we'll be very jealous.
Doesn't realize, I lived in Louisiana for a long time. I don't need a chicken foot.
For voodoo?
Yeah.
That I believe. That I certainly believe.
I got a couple phone numbers I could dial right now and just send your number to them.
Don't voodoo me, dude. Like, I've got enough going on. I got...
You're my dude, man.
You got enough happening
over
there.
I'm fist fighting hay fever and...
You're my guy.
Nobody thinks I can eat this amount of food. Like,
because you never
think. I don't think you need a voodoo me today, of all days.
Hey. I think I am, though.
I think you will, too, because you're truculent.
JP's got enough already going on. He's got enough plates spinning over here.
Kind of hungover. Like, the worst part for me is my hangovers don't come in the morning. They come in the afternoon.
There's no such thing as kind of when it comes to you.
It's coming. But one more thing to add to this pile of...
Problem. You got to stay away from the brown liquor, my friend. I know that you're friends with the brown liquor, but it's not friends with you, apparently.
You're right, and I've pretty much switched to vodka, which I generally do better with, but there's still a point of no return even with vodka.
Right.
That if you cross that bridge, you're still not going to feel great.
Sure.
And then the pollen.
The earliest delivery is 11:30.
Well, my guy Tailgate Ted is maybe working on something else, so stay tuned.
Well,
but that really sets
Ted
me back.
Ted got to go get the wings.
Yeah, I don't know,
so
man.
It's probably going to be after
the... We're getting the wings as fast as we can. We got to take a break. Cody Betts is freaking out. Johnny Cakes, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me. Good luck.
Thank you. We got callers about wings. We got tweets about wings. Plus, rookie minicamp has started.
What's better than football? Wings.
And I'm going to tell you something about quarterback Steven Montez when we come back.
Wings.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now,
oh, yeah.
Biagi also says there's zero chance B. Mitch is going to let you win unless there's anything but bone.
Yeah, there's no chance they actually get this money. I mean, we're all on the same page there, except you.
I'm probably going to just donate the money anyway, but I just don't want you to win.
I assume that's what's going to happen because we're all just going to feel guilty over your failure, so we're just going to end up giving Catholic Charities the money.
Listen, We're raising money today, one way or another. That's a good thing. Also, bleep both of you. Now, not you, Cody.
You can't be talking about Kelly Cherry then bleeping us.
I said it's good for them and bleep you. I'm separating. Much like food and liquid separates in your stomach, I'm separating them from you two.
It separates once it leaves your stomach.
Here's what I'd like to discuss. Can we do something?
The road not taken.
Let's do something here. All right. Steven Montez was on the list for Washington football team rookie minicamp.
Yeah.
Ends up, he's not eligible for rookie minicamp. I guess because he was on the practice squad all of last season. Ron Rivera will explain later today, I'm sure, what happened. So the Washington football team has signed Jordan, and I hope I'm saying this right. How would you say this name? Be Mitch, I'm going to show it to you. Jordan Tamu, but it's got an apostrophe in the middle. I'm guessing he's Samoan or Polynesian in some capacity. Tamu?
I think it's Tiamu.
Tiamu?
Tiamu?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's terrible, by the way.
Landfill's not high on Jordan Tiamu.
No.
Who do you think is good? You're a very tough critic, Landfill.
Patrick Mahomes. I think he's good.
He is good.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
That's a good quarterback. Dak Prescott, he's pretty solid.
Okay.
Jordan Tiamu couldn't be good. I think it was at Mississippi State with A.J. Brown. Ole Miss with A.J. Brown and DK Metcalf. He's not good.
In 2018 at Ole Miss, he threw for nearly 4,000 yards with 19 touchdowns and 8 interceptions in 12 games. Mm. Here's a weirder stat. He was in the XFL, Jordan Tiamu. Mm-hmm. With the, what was this? I think it was the St. Louis Battlehawks. Is that right? Do you know who Jordan Tiamu's backup was with the St. Louis Battlehawks? Landfill, you go last because you obviously know. Do you know, B. Mitch?
No, I don't know.
Cody Betts, do you know who his backup was?
No idea.
All right, Landfill.
Heineke.
Taylor Heineke backed this dude up in St. Louis.
So Heineke was his backup in St. Louis, and we've already crowned him as the king.
I don't think we've crowned anyone.
A lot of us have.
Who have we crowned? Heineke?
Yeah, a lot of people have. Ever since that one play and that game that we almost won, we didn't almost win. We've made it to where he was Tiamu's backup, but whatever the guy named backup.
Yes, he was the backup in St. Louis to Jordan Tiamu.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to not say anything. I'm going to wait till the season starts. So
I think there might be more crowning of Ryan Fitzpatrick than there is of Taylor Heineke.
No, I'm saying after last year, I think it was a crowning of, as soon as that game came along, he played well. They gave him people were praising him. Ryan Fitzpatrick comes in, he brings a little magic with it. Ryan Fitzpatrick is very much like Mike Tyson later in his career. You know you're going to get something, you just don't know what you're going to get. Okay? he can be great or he can be greatly awful.
Sure.
But you know you're going to get, it's going to be way on one side or the other where it's going to be bad or good.
That's true.
You know that. And I think that's the stigma he brings in. And but Heineke, after that game, you know this town was like, oh, yes, we found our future. That's how it was. But
it was exciting.
Based off a little depth chart I saw, he's second.
All right. Craig has been on hold for a while. He has a wing challenge for B-Mitch. Craig, what's up, man?
You're on the B-Mitch and Finley. Challenge.
This ain't no big challenge. You don't have to worry about picking whatever off. But you're trying to get him to do some hot wings, and I'll bet you can't eat 5 of the hot wings from Buffalo Wild Wings.
But I'm not trying to eat the wings.
Oh, come on.
I mean,
you're
Craig,
trying to get him to eat Craig, all.
Craig, first of all, he was the one with the challenge. I'm not trying to make nobody eat nothing, but you can't eat 5 of the hot wings either, Craig.
I can't eat one
okay,
of them.
Okay, then, so challenge me or something you can't do. But I can do I can do exactly what I'm asking him to do.
Craig is
can
kicking you a hornet's nest here.
Okay.
If you
can't eat the hot wings, don't try to get me to eat them.
Thank you Craig, for the call, Craig. The thank you for listening. Craig got B-Mitch mad.
No, he didn't. I'm smiling. We just got an offer for $2 per wing as well.
From who?
You got an offer.
All right.
Another offer.
All right.
We're going to see if we can make some money.
I'm going to tweet out the link to Catholic Charities DC so everybody knows where to donate. We're going to see if we can get Father John Ensler on the phone. Let's go to Mitch real quick. Mitch, what's up, pal?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for this charity.
What's that, Mitch?
I just thought you guys were eating oatmeal cookies or chocolate chips. I think you could raise more money that way, but that's just me.
Maybe that's next month.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Eat oatmeal cookies and the chocolate chips, then we're going to have a little bit more butt than we want.
That's true. It's true.
But you guys are young. You can work it off. But
I'm not young. Where you get that from, Mitch?
You look younger. All I gotta say is though, my six pack was gone years ago.
I put a six pack down last night.
Mitch, how old are you?
Yeah, I don't want you to lose your job.
How old are you, Mitch?
Cool. 59.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
See, I told you. You see, I'm making myself.
Mitch, thank you for the call, brother. We got a break here. Coming up next, we'll see what PFT commenter thinks about today's wing challenge.
Oh, you're going to say you should eat the hot ones.
No, I will not eat the hot ones.